Hey, forum, how's it going? Good afternoon. I know I said afternoon. I shouldn't be having a podcast after 4 o'clock, and you're wondering why is Zach posting up a podcast after four? Well, you see, the thing is, I don't know what's going wrong with it. The thing didn't save. This is the third time I'm doing this podcast, so bear with me. I apologize. Another thing I want to apologize is, I guess I told you guys I was doing my podcast on Wednesdays and Fridays. Well, I'm gonna be doing them on Tuesdays and Fridays, just to get that straight, okay? Because I have youth group on Wednesday. So, today what we're gonna be talking about is cyberbullying, homosexuality as a choice, airsoft, and Pokemon. Yeah. Don't think the Pokemon thing is just gonna be stupid, 'cause you just might like it. So, first thing, cyberbullying. I just found out from one of my friends this is a really big deal that's going on. Especially just like it's going on because it's big now, especially because Facebook is, getting really big, and Twitter is getting really big, and MySpace is just noob now, I guess. And I guess it probably happens on the Xbox too, I heard. Also, well, not also. The definition of cyberbullying is when a child slash preteen is tormented, harassed, humiliated, embarrassed, or otherwise just targeted by another child. It's a really big deal. You're probably wondering why. What I mean, so what? I mean, there's bullies, bullies, bully, fish, go fishing, birds, go eat harmless little worms. Yeah, it's a big deal because children kill other children, or commit suicide, or have been killed by somebody. So it's a really big deal that's going on. Also, it's not just children, it's adults. You've probably heard about this, but adults, it's not when it when adults do it, it's not called cyberbullying. It's called harassment. So, and there's legal issues with that if you're an adult over the age of, I don't know, 18 or 21. I'm not too completely sure about it, but you can get sued or go to court or go face life sentence. I don't know about life sentence, but jail time. But it's a really big deal. You can go check it out, help the stop for cyberbullying, to go to www dot StopCyberbullying.com. Yeah, it's a really good website. It tells you all about cyberbullying and how you can stop it, and what's going on and what it is and everything about that. And I'll put the link in the description below. Right, next subject. Homosexuality is a choice. I'm a really strong believer in against being against homosexuality. Simply, I mean, you guys know I'm a Christian, so I believe that homosexuality is a choice because, this I've always believed it all my life. I mean, I just knew by instinct. This country was founded on God, and God didn't intend for a woman to be with a woman or a guy to be with a guy. So, and he intended for a man to be with a woman and to create a child and cherish it and grow it up to be a normal human. Also, my friend has a science teacher that made a good argument. If homosexuality was a choice, then it would go extinct in the next, probably, I don't know, next few years, because homosexualities can't reproduce. So therefore it has to be, you cannot be born into homosexuality. That's basically what I wanted to go over. I mean, also Lady Gaga put in her new song, she talks about The Way You Are or whatever that what's that song called? I don't know. I keep on forgetting it. Born This Way. Yeah. It was like a ripoff of Madonna. But I mean overall it was an alright song. But she talks about being lesbian, bi, homo, whatever. But she puts in God in the subject. She says God doesn't make mistakes. I just thought that was a little crappy. I mean, you don't need to be putting God in when you're. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I mean, God didn't intend to be for anybody to be lesbian, gay, or whatever. That's how I think. So you can tell me what you think in the comments, webmail. Or why I say webmail? Mail me, whatever. Also, airsoft. Absolutely one of my favorite sports by far. Probably my third favorite sport. I like soccer and free running parkour, so I mean, you gotta count those. But, airsoft. Great game. I gotta say, I personally like it better than paintball, just because the fact that the guns look a lot more realistic. In paintball, the guns don't look as realistic, I have to say. At least I think a majority of them. But, airsoft, I mean, they just look more cool. You look like you're actually in a war. And paintball, I mean, they hurt harder. They slap down pretty fast, and they make an explosion on impact, so it's pretty cool, but they're just downright ridiculous. But airsoft, I mean, you can get a pretty bad bruise with airsoft. I have a sniper rifle that's a L96, and I actually got it before Black Ops, so hoorah. It's quite an awesome gun, I have to say. It has I forgot the FPS. I think it's, I don't know, 300 FPS. Yeah, I think it's 300 something. No. It's like 600 FPS. Yeah, something like that. But I also have a M93R pistol that runs on CO2. It shoots, semi-auto. It shoots semi-auto, 3-round burst, and fully auto. It's a great gun. It's actually featured in Modern Warfare 2 as a semi-automatic, but they just didn't put the other fire rates in it. Also, like the M14, so realistic. It has great kickback. Looks almost exactly like the real gun. These guns in airsoft, I mean, they're made out of full metal, and they look exactly as they would in real life. They sell like Barrett's, Shaytac's, M9s. They sell like M1911s, and they're just downright ridiculous. They look exactly like the real gun. Like any type of gun you can think of, they sell them somewhere. They have an airsoft of it. Like the PPSH back in World War II, they have that. It's pretty cool. Full wood. Last topic, Pokemon. Thinking, why is Zach gonna talk about Pokemon? Well, Pokemon is how I could describe it. This just in, Pokemon is racist. That's all we have for today. Back to you, Zach. Yeah, I seen a commercial on TV of Pokemon Black and Pokemon White. I'm just saying, I'm not saying nothing, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And some. Kazing, what? And Literally, it was Pokemon Black and Pokemon White. I mean, I was never really into the Pokemon thing. I just thought it'd be something funny to say. But I mean, back when, like a long time ago, when I was like, I don't know, 7 or 8, I used to play Pokemon on my Game Boy Advance, and we used to hook up our little connector cables and play Pokemon battles and see who would win and stuff, and it was just ridiculous. It was pretty fun. But I only had like Silver version, and I think I had Ruby, but that was all I had. I just played it because my friends played it. Never really got into the Pokemon cards. What cards I did get into were Yu-Gi-Oh! I thought those were the funnest thing ever until I started realizing how much money I spent on those stupid things. And after that, Beyblade was just the next biggest thing. It was so cool. I had a PlayStation video game of it. It was just pretty cool. Beyblade was one of the cooler ones. I mean, it had it had like you would buy a stadium and you would have a Beyblade, like these little tops, but they spun ridiculous because you had these whips and you would just whip the crap out of them and they would spin ridiculously fast. I mean, literally, some of them would make sparks just like the TV show, and where I was like, yeah, man, that's so cool. He made a spark. So it was just really cool. And thinking about all these fads back then, I mean, it was just overall fun and just exciting. So you tell me what you guys think about I said in the message, or well, why did I say message in this podcast? So yeah, and shout outs to my friend Peggy for, I don't know, because she's pretty cool, I guess. And also to Val, because she reminded me that I was supposed to tell you guys about the timing of my podcast. So yeah, shout outs to them also. And thank you for all your views. My views are skyrocketing, and it's just getting ridiculous or by the second. And you guys, I already have 9 subscribers. That was bigger than what I ever imagined on YouTube. And my downloads are just ridiculous. And also follow me. I love seeing people follow me. It's just as exciting as people seeing subscribing. Subscribing's awesome too. So I love seeing you guys subscribe. Write me a message, comment, mail me, whatever. And yeah, I will see you guys Friday. And some kazing. What?